Hi. I'd like to think. What's that? That's Jay. For, hey, listener out there, if you're still trying to listen, I know I've been gone for a while, but Jay's back. So, I wonder if he'll say hi.
Hola.
Yep, there he is.
No te veo hace tiempo. ¿Cómo estás?
No empezamos hablando español. No. O si quieres, sí. Hagamos todo el podcast así.
I can speak in good English. I've been studying it for like 4 years now.
Your English, you've been studying for 4 years? I'm poco.
Well, I studied for four years. Like 4 years lately.
Four you know, years. You are the smartest man I know.
Oh, thank you. I find myself very rude
to hear. Jay, where you been, baby? Hmm? Where have you been?
Where I've been.
Well, I went down to the truck a little while ago and got me a shirt. I was down at the store yesterday, and I was in their bed.
Oh, yeah. And, well, we know that. But that's for the later episode.
Okay, and I've been in this, I've been held hostage by A County.
So now, when you say held hostage, I can give you the very end of it. I can give you the end of it. But you were held as to what Ada County considered grounds to hold, correct?
Yes, that's true.
Okay.
In their opinion.
In their opinion. But those would be things you couldn't really, you know, it's like, oh, well, he has a warrant, it's a valid warrant, blah, 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 right?
Valid warrant on a trumped up lie charge. I was forced to take
I know.
Or get a felony charge from a prison and get a reoffender. That reoffender thing, I got a lot, you know, I got a lot of problems back in the day. But I don't know more, you know, I'm an old man now.
So, a recap after recap after recap. Jay's been getting a lot of trouble this last 2 years. All because he's hanging out with me. That's not true. I mean, it is good stuff, but that's not true. So it started out with a little incident in Meridian where Jay used a toy gun to defend himself against a could-be a real threat, a could-be killer. Yeah. His toy gun landed him 6 months in jail.
He's got 6'4", 250 pounds.
Yes.
Mean muscle on steroids, and he was mad because she paid him.
And Jay, what proceeded to be the pending poster boy for a new law that, the state of Idaho was trying to put through, which would basically say, what, babe? An implied weapon of any kind could be considered deadly or would be considered an assault?
Right. Then,
I told you I got a pistol. In a dark alley, I'm going to shoot you and kill you for your money. You can't see it. They're finding it dead weapon.
So, perceived as real, therefore charged as real. Real stupid. Sorry. But, I mean, come on.
See, it's not against law to carry a toy gun.
No, it is not against... Well, it's not against law to carry a real gun.
Right. Or to protect yourself with it.
Or to protect yourself. Not, what? Not, I don't even think a full month before this happened, this incident, in April of 2018, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, it was April of 2018.
Yeah, I don't
know. I want to say it was like April 16th, I mean something, okay. Or 18th. Anyway, I don't even think a month, before this incident, the law was passed. Basically, it was a defend yourself law here in the state of Idaho, where you have the right to defend yourself. Even if that means using a deadly weapon, if you feel threatened, you have the right to defend yourself. You're covered. That good old Idaho insurance policy. Anyway, Jay spent 6 months in jail. Right, baby?
$250,000 bond. 6 months
or 3 months?
$250,000 bond.
So is it April, May, June, July?
About 4 months.
August, July. July's when you got out, right? June 26th? No.
Who's July?
Anyway, it's all water under the table, thank God. But, what was your first bail on that one? July 1st. What was your first bail on that one?
$250,000.
So, jail's first, set bail for using a toy gun as a weapon, $250,000. So, yeah, I wasn't going to be able to get him out on that. Almost nobody could. And then they were kind enough after about 6 weeks, was it, baby? 8 weeks? After like 6 to 8 weeks, they were kind enough to lower it to...
$150,000.
Yay, so $150,000. And then finally... Actually, much to the... August 28th, they lowered it to 30. To 30, right?
June 28th.
Baby, was it lowered to 30?
55, wasn't it?
Oh, maybe 55. I don't remember. I really don't.
Me out on it.
I don't remember. No, I only got $3,000.
And I paid $1,700
more. No, I paid $2,800,
$2,200.
$22? Plus 17 sandwich. Yeah, it was like $30,000, is it? 22 plus 17. I don't.
Whatever that is. 22 plus 17.
Yeah. There you go. Anyway.
Came at that up. Smoked a tree yesterday.
You smoked a tree. Baby!
Yeah.
Help me. I'm trying to finish explaining this. I'm in La La Stupidorial land. I'm talking about why you're in jail so much.
Habitual violent offender, as seen by the eyes of authority.
Yes, you are. So, in other words, your paper trail is deadly.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah.
And I am not violent at all. I mean, I'll beat your ass if you got it coming, but I'm not violent.
You're not violent.
I talk.
You're actually super nauseously benevolent sometimes.
Yeah. I like to stop. I'll stop a fight.
You stop fights, or you beat up bullies, things like that.
Yeah. Or the bully wins.
Why are you trying to get through the one spot that I'd have to move my feet?
Why do you even presume something all the time?
I always do. You taught me that shit.
What, presumption?
Presume the worst.
That's right.
Assume the worst.
Expect the worst.
What's the difference between a presumption and an assumption?
I don't know, we ask Google.
Dun, dun, dun. No asking Google.
You presume something as in you have Wi-Fi knowledge on
disconnect.
It. If you assume something, you're just probably a little bit ignorant. A presumption is more
it's
educated.
It's a presumption. Uh-huh. Presumption.
An assumption is popping off of the jaw, making an ass of everybody. That's how I was taught.
Why do you think people still assume things?
Because we're all a bunch of asses.
Shouldn't they make sure that they're not assuming anything? It's always a well-educated presumption.
Right. If that was the way it was, we wouldn't be fighting in the county jails.
The world would be a better place.
I got to fight 10 minutes before I left out the other day.
That's right, I seem to.
6 stitches in my head.
Mm-hmm. Oh, where were we going with that?
Yeah.
Oh. Sorry, baby.
More violence.
Oh, because we were talking about where you've been. So, yeah, long story short, and I mean fucking long story, when did that case end? December? No.
Well, it's still going on.
No, it's not.
Which case?
No, the case that, where they tried to hit you with felony assault, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
At the end of the day, the same day that we caught the Black Canyon Freeway domestic when they said your body was in the camper dead.
So April 9th. So April 9th of 2019 is when it was finally over.
And that's when?
And guess what? Guess what he was charged with after all the time in jail, after all the...
10 grand attorney fees.
All the attorney fees, all the hard work, all the this, all of that. The state gave up. Yes, the state gave up. And he was charged with disturbing the peace.
I mean, the judge had it. It went to the Supreme Court.
Oh, it did go to the Supreme Court.
On jury instruction.
Oh, my gosh. If anyone would like a copy of the 43-page... Sorry, I apologize, baby. I like to trump everything up. If anybody would like a copy of the 33-page argument that our judge wrote...
Manima.
Judge Manima. Awesome, dude. I'm sorry. Awesome judge in the judicial court.
Didn't allow me to take the plea bargain.
Amazing. He's amazing. No. He didn't. It's not that he didn't allow you. He had to make sure that you were making an educated, informed decision.
Oh, boy, did he put it down, didn't he?
Boy, did he make sure.
He did. Mr. Nick, do you understand me? The second time.
He was basically telling each of the lawyers to shut the fuck up.
And leave us do it alone.
And let you do what he could tell your wife behind you wanted you to do and needed
this
you.
That's the thing. I never did this. And they always ask you, you got anything you want to say? I said it to him. I just tattled on everybody. I said, Judge, this is what happened. You ever did something wrong when it was the right thing to do?
Yeah.
That's what I did. I didn't do anything wrong.
And that's what you did.
But they're saying it was wrong that I told Toy Gunn and told him to sit his ass down, don't move, the cops out there, or I'll blast him.
Yep. What's wrong with that? Oh, because you were in prison. Because you weren't allowed to have a gun.
And it was not unlawfully. And to commit a crime. It really wasn't. I didn't understand that until you really, really made me understand it.
You didn't commit a crime. All you did, the worst that you did was scare some dude. Some 6'4" dude who is specialized in weapons. Yeah, you scared him. Oh, we gotta sue that.
Why punch in the face?
That darn person.
And he bruised his shin bones.
So anyway. It was horrible. It was horrible. I had to deal with fucking all that. Ex-wife, but she's a size of 2, so that's okay. It works. Anyway, I'm sorry. She's a raging cunt. Bleep, bleep. This is now the evening version.
She's my hero that you came along.
Shit, fucking bitching.
I thought anyway. She was a badass.
I know.
Tammy grabbed a brick out of the back of my truck with one hand. A cinder block. Throw it over back of her shoulder, picked up, throw it into the window. I'm like, whoa! Cheer up!
Yes. Well, okay, tangents. Oh, that's the name of this one. So Jay, as adorable and cute as he is, decided it would be a good decision to date and live with 2 women.
Not cool.
See, he's such a smarty pants. He very quickly realized that I do not share. And I will not share.
Oh, neither one of them was.
Well, neither would the other one. But see, the other one's mistake was agreeing to share in the first place. In my opinion.
Tammy got homicidal?
I did not.
Jesse got suicidal.
Yep, that's right.
Go to risk on the interstate doing 60. Good one. Made me feel like
Tammy. We have so many stories. Maybe I should just do a podcast on Tammy and Jay stories.
Hey, listen.
What, baby?
If any man in the world could feel like a king for a minute, I did for about a minute.
Why? When we were fighting?
No, until realization said that's all a bunch of TV shit.
Yeah.
When it starts getting real, it's not cool. It's painful, it's aggravating, it's frustrating, and it's a lot of tears and a lot of anguish. And If you can't get it all together, you can't get it, period.
Jay's basically just the biggest dick I know. And the problem is that he has a really nice dick and he uses it well, so that kind of helps to me to overlook some of the things that he's done.
Yeah, lucky me.
Yep.
Lucky white boy.
And when he refers to the cinder block, yes, yeah. Why did you come...
In a nude negligee.
Why did you come to see me that day anyway? He for some reason... Oh, he decided he'd pop and make a surprise visit?
Oh, I brought you water.
Oh, he brought me water.
And I brought you, something to drink.
He brought me water and beer on his...
And some smoke.
On his days with the other woman. And the other woman was down the street for some reason. Fucking stupid.
Selling her out. Bitch, I'll kick your ass, all this. I said, oh shit, it's going down.
No, honey. Okay, here's the way I see it. He dropped her off. He dropped her off down the road, told her to sit there and wait while he brought me water and beer.
Yeah, in her car.
In her car. Which... would never fucking happen. You dropped me off one time. That'll never happen again.
Hey, that was the most awesome thing. See, and I know he was out there. Snatched that center block out of the back of my big Dodge Ram 4 before. Reached over the top, pulled it out. Shoulder muscle.
Yeah, well, Jay just thought he'd just come and do that and then just drive off in his other woman's vehicle and everything would be great. Well, no. Everything was not great. I was not happy. I did not agree to any of it. I did not want any of it.
She said, bring it on. And Jack's coming over there. And Tammy came over there. I barely got the brick out of her hand. And then I'm having to, like, do this NFL tackle. And still can't bring her down. And with me hanging on there and trying to stop her arm, we both fell down. And she still split her chin.
Yes, I did.
Oh, incredible.
Well, you know, if you're going to run at me, I gotta give you a reason to remember not to ever do it again.
Yeah, it's 45. She should still be in mixed martial arts.
Oh, stop it. God, I love it. It'd be so much fun. Anyone want a mixed martial art? Let's do it. Anyway. But I still kicked the shit out of her car with my bare feet and dented her fender. Was it her fender?
Yeah, that was awesome. Barefoot.
Barefooted. While she was calling the cops. That was hilarious. Dumb fat bitch. And this bitch, who not a week before that was in the hospital because she tried to kill herself. So the cops get there. And they come over to the trailer talking to me like I'm in some kind of trouble or something. And I wouldn't even open the door. Jay had to tell me to open the door. Because I was like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Why do you be talking to no cops for? I didn't do nothing. But Jay made me open the door, and so I opened the door.
And hey, you know, they make it like she's going to jail.
Yeah.
She is going to jail.
They're stupid.
And then, I'm like, no, she can't do this right here. And so the other one's like, well, I at least want her in her mountain.
Yeah. So the bitch that just tried to kill herself was being allowed to tell the cops where she wanted me to go. So the choice was, when they came back, they said, well, Miss Mays, you're either going to Ada County or you're going to Intermountain. And I said, I ain't going fucking nowhere. Did
That's
I not?
Right. Hell yeah. I'm like...
So I ain't fucking leaving. I ain't going nowhere. I'm right here. And they kind of looked at each other like, how do we react to that one? Because they knew I was serious. And they said, well, you know, we have to do something. She doesn't want to press charges, but she's considering it. She just wants you to be in a safe place where you don't hurt yourself or anybody else. And I was like, this is the safest fucking place I could be. My home. And I was all, you guys realize, right, that she just got out of Intermountain herself. And then they went, you could literally see these little ding-dings go off in their head like, uh-oh. So they went and talked again. And then came back and said, well, you have a nice evening, ma'am, basically. And patted old Jay on the back and called him a playa. Whatever.
Play on, playa.
Oh, my God. So stupid. So, tangents. I just spent 20 minutes talking about four different stories, maybe five.
Yeah, that's how you cover a large book.
Oh, you know, whatever.
Right?
This time, oh yeah, I reflect all over the place. I'm the most reflectiest bitch you'll ever meet. This time they got Jay on a probation violation because before the probation meeting, Washington County decided to put out a warrant for his arrest, and we were afraid he'd go to jail. So we didn't go to probation.
Yeah.
Hindsight, 2020, whatever. Kind of fucked us in the ass a little bit. But he was taken, and then he went in front of the judge, and the judge said that he'd see him again when? The 2nd of January.
February
4th. No.
Wait, January.
The 2nd of January. So here he was sitting in there with $1,000?
$850 bond.
With an $850 bond, and yeah. I couldn't get
$8,500.
I couldn't get 85 cents. And that ain't no joke. I had friends that helped me out a little teeny, teeny bit here and there, made sure I had a pack of cigarettes or whatever, a joint, freaking a beer. But, yeah, nobody'd help me bail them out. Basically, we burned all our bridges, and we just didn't. We'd ask for so much from everybody, couldn't ask for anybody anymore, any more stuff.
The
ever.
Thing is, I don't know who we didn't ask anybody for nothing.
No, we didn't.
We were in the donations business, and we got stuff in everybody's houses everywhere. Everybody knows this guy, our furniture in their house.
But the problem is that we befriend ourselves with a bunch of self-righteous fucking.
It's one friend. We bought her new baby girl for $4,000 in Hello Kitty. Oshkosh Bagosh, Nike, Adidas and Puma,
yep.
Blankets, towels, what do you call little jumper suits and they wear? Little tuxedos. Mm-hmm. We got this, got the whole setup for crib, running cart.
We did, baby.
Hey. I got you. Call back an hour.
So, anyway, I just love how we became, we went from these kind of cool couple, you know, with our own vehicle, our own house, we could go anywhere we wanted to. Suddenly, we were just the scum of the earth, the fucking succubus, right?
We got blackballed.
Yeah, we got blackballed, which is fine.
It took me 18 months to agree to it, because I didn't, I'm like, no, that's just coincidence.
Jay couldn't see it. I could see it.
Now I know. That stuff's real.
Yeah, because people talk shit all the time. And some of Jay's closest picked friends talk so much shit when Jay wasn't around. I almost had a busted cap in their asses myself. Ha ha ha. But anyway, I digress. So there he was till the 2nd. He's on two bails, by the way, or two bonds. On the 2nd, he is ROR'd. So there goes one, I think it was a $3,000. There goes the $3,000 bond. And now he's sitting on a $5,500. Well, that's out of Washington. He writes a, baby, they're here. He writes a letter.
We gotta go, we're busted.
Go! It's because you locked both.
Hurry.
Baby, don't do that. It's not funny. I'm like, don't do that. It's not funny.
What are you doing?
She's laughing.
I know. It's weird. She's not allowed to laugh at stuff like that. It's not funny.
What is this?
Oh, this is a vegan Szechuan, right?
Baby, just serve.
Hey, Hey, yeah, Vegas,
you said
one last night, right?
Yes. That is a pad that I had.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I noticed that it was, like, taller earlier, and I just, like...
And it actually makes it a little more comfortable, but see, it's just...
Interesting.
Oof. That's a good way to hide more of my things. And I'm trying to go through this. I can't believe you have these.
And you told me to keep them.
That's so crazy. Let's see if there's any of them I could sell.
My kitties! Wow. What good friends.
And then, yeah. Hey. He's ready to do your hair, but blah, blah, blah. Instead of making your station. So.
Oh, that's okay. We can still do it tomorrow night, too. I'll be home earlier tomorrow night.
You hear that, baby?
What? Because I'm going to go to bed soon.
She said you could do it tonight, but you could also do it tomorrow night. Up to who? Oh, I was going to say.
I'll be home tomorrow night by, like, 7.
You want yours done? You want yours?
I'm okay. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. It's an experience.
I bet. I'm
trying to grow mine. I want to grow mine out, too, but, like... I hate when I shave my head and then it all grows back at the same length.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just so upset with my hair right now.
Is everybody eating?
I hate my hair. Oh,
probably not. He's picky. What is it?
Our cricket's eating?
Well, he didn't.
Our cricket's eating.
maybe not.
They never eat. My friends don't eat. I'm the only one that eats.
I eat, like, alone.
Yeah, that's fair. Like, that's fair.
Yeah.
It's so funny, like, I don't know. Whenever I'm with, like, you or Frankie, and someone is, like, offering food, I'm like, you can offer, but they're gonna say no.
Yeah.
You can try. My friends don't eat. I'm not judging you by any means. It's just, like, what I've come to know is fact.
Yeah. It's like
not that you don't actually eat. You're gonna say no.
Yeah. A very specific level of trust.
Yes, exactly.
That goes into me eating around other people.
Yes. Totally.
Well,
fair.
Actually, the preference is that you go your own.
You just take the food and leave.
Just take it. It's a go platter. Then we don't have to hear how terrible it was.
Just throw it in the garbage upstairs.
Avoid
just
the
like, thank you. Oh, it was wonderful. Thank you.
Are you wearing that as a cape?
Oh, I forgot I had it on. I feel ripped out of my mind.
Did you smoke weed?
No.
Oh, that's weird.
I feel like I could just carry a giant baby right here. I'm doing coughing on weed yoga.
Do you only have the really long recording from tonight?
I think I have, like, another one. But it's, like, I think it's only, like, the first song.
Not, like, the first combined with that second song. It's just the first one.
Because
I'll definitely remember the song we were working on last.
So
I'll remember how
I
did it.
I think that what we need to do.
And, like, I know, like, the key of the other song, so it's fine. But literally... Every time we played the, like, Midwest emo song,
uh-huh.
I played a different bass part. Every single time.
That's fair. Right. I think I, like, arranged my lyrics differently to it each time.
It's I just, like, I don't know. I never, like, remember what I play. I just, like, play notes that work.
I don't know if she got adopted,
so
or, like, if something like that.
dude. I feel like that lady took her to the pound. That's why I think happened. Because I feel like if she lived there, she would like try to get out, and I feel like we would see her in the window, like.
Yeah.
I just think, because that kid was like, "Yeah, my mom's gonna take her to the vet," and it's like. So your mom's going to take her to the pound, and she's just saying the vet to make you feel better.
Yeah.
Because, like, no offense, but from what I've seen from that lady, she's not very nice.
Yeah.
So.
I'm, like, trying to talk to her, too, and it's just like...
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry for existing.
Yeah.
Say that.
Huh?
No.
I need that. Obviously, in the morning.
Okay, great. Pero si tú vas allí, yo voy. Yo, ¿qué voy a hacer?
Don't
worry, not everyone grows up as weird as us.
I don't matter. It doesn't matter to me. What part it is.
Okay.
I can play any part.
Lo que tenemos que hacer es hacer nada. Lo que tenemos que hacer es hacer nada. Y colectar dinero.
I don't know what you're saying.
Así es.
I don't know what you're saying.
Ay, qué barbaridad. Baby, can I put away some of these fingernail polishes?
Come here, you want a surprise? Huh?
Yeah.
Right,
but I
want to
I'll gladly submit.
So you don't thank Oliver's eating?
No, but if we can get, when America eats, if we can get her to brag it up enough, he may eat some. I'll find it later. I think it's sad you missed out on your cooking, though.
What?
I said, I think it's sad he misses out on your cooking. On your cooking, because it's so good.
Mm-hmm.
thank you. He has to leave for work in less than 5 minutes.
What?
He says thank you.
Put it back. Take one.
He has to leave for work in less than 5 minutes. Oh, he's very, he's like, aw.
Look.
touch of soap in here?
Maybe. Oh, yeah?
No.
Teddy, come on. No.
Honey,
give Pete. No. Pete over there. Here.
No.
Pete.
Hey, why do you have to come over here?
Put
that bed first.
No, back there.
Maybe.
squish your bottom. Maybe. Here.
Are they out of food?
Yeah. That's what I was saying. I think Mom and Dad either forgot. Hey. Come here. Try that. I know it's kind of weird, but it's delicious. Yeah, put one piece for you. Rest in your bowl. Come here, Teddy. Yeah, here's some more. I know it's kind of... I got you guys the least, what you call you, piece. So it's not really that, what's it called? Oh, it's not that spicy.
They can't taste spice.
They can't what?
Cats can't taste the, chemical in food that makes it spicy.
Really?
Yeah.
Because
Rachel would
not touch any of the spicy. Nope.
Well, maybe it's the smell. Sure, yeah.
I don't know. Matter of fact,
onion and garlic
is poison
to them. Well, maybe because
it's spicy food
is kind of
all
right.
Oh,
we're loved
his
food.
Okay, Tammy.
So is that the trick?
There goes you.
What?
There you go.
Oh, is it coming on? You've got such a serious look. I keep thinking you're going to show me
something. Yeah, because that one you used that broken up nasty phone.
That's broken up and nasty,
it's
too.
Got, it's got one crack across it. And it works.
Does
it
look
works?
Any different than my phone, my other phone?
Oh, looks yeah. A little better?
Yeah.
Your other phone looks like crap.
Give me your phone back.
Bye.
Be nice to it.
Did you see that? America's like, my food.
I don't know where it is.
Where's my phone at?
You didn't make her a banana.
You want
I don't
a
banana? Want a banana. Oh, thanks. Is it warm?
No, it's cool.
Fucking pork.
That's frozen, so it's a really cool color. Did you see that?
What?
She was literally trying to crawl into the table thing because of this box here. I had to move it so she could pull her chair out. That's my children.
Listen, I spend all day taking care of 2-year-olds. Give me this.
Your mother can spend 5 seconds.
You got a great job. Oh, I love that job.
I love it.
Oh, Mr. Lamb.
I got unlimited tolerance.
Right?
Girls.
Right.
I never, you can't make me mad at them.
Mm-hmm. They're too pure and cute and good.
Even the biggest bit in the world, I watch TV. If I know it's bullshit, they'll walk across the top of my head.
Mm-hmm. I see through all of them.
Huh?
I see through all of them. I don't care what age they are. I'm like the what is it, future talker, future whisperer? I know, they're evil little kids. I know they're evil.
It's mine.
Okay.
And she tries to get it away.
I see.
Because it
I
sucks
see.
Balls.
No, that's awesome. Well,
no, it makes a terrible blue light that fucks with my head. I swear you're trying to put me in the same cell. If you're going to do it, just do it. I say do it. You can.
You already do it.
Just commit me.
I think
that was a pretty short trip, though.
It was because I had to pretend I was perfectly safe.
No, it was a short trip because I didn't have to drive you very far because you were already there. You're just 2 steps from actually getting
you live out of the house this time.
I'm just saying. I'm living out of house. Try me. You don't know how many times I went to PHM State going... I can
you know
live
what, if I could whoop you, I might just do
I'll
it.
Suck my butt. No, but I would be sitting
here's
on...
Here's I gave you to it.
I would be sitting on the pod at Gem State going, I could live in this. I could figure out a way to do a bed.
You are the ultimate
up.
Adapter.
You never know. Oh!
My ribs. Oh, God.
I love you. I love you with tight girl jeans on your butt.
These are kind of loose, though.
Yeah, they are. Get them off.
I think this is a 6. I mean, an 8.
I tried to get Carlos to wear tight girl jeans, but...
Yeah, good luck with that.
I'll wear.
He wore a pair of 501s for me, some 29s, I think. They're pretty.
29?
Yeah, they were loose.
I got three pairs of girl jeans. They're stretch pants that fit like regular dude jeans because they're bigger. Mm-hmm. She's like, they don't fit you. They don't fit you. I'm like, I like these. These are like regular pants.
They look horrible on you. You need stuff that fits your curves. You're a curvy, sexy beast.
So you're just talking.
Baby. You can't give the curve and then take the curve away.
I said that. God, yeah, have you seen my phone? What you call it? I want it. It's mine. I want it now. Give.
Give. He's already set up. Hang on, I gotta download Vix now.
Oh, awesome. Thanks, Jerry.
You're welcome.
Make it stepdad points. Ooh, honey, you're like a stepdad and a father-in-law.
Sorry. I'm late. Oh my god, go!
When's the baby due?
Well, don't tell you, it's my fault. Really misplaced my phone.
Oh my gosh. Oh, by the way, thanks everybody for listening to this podcast.
Oh, it's been recording?
Oopsie. There was a lot of stuff happening there. If you want to talk about it or you have some feelings that you don't know how to deal with,